And it's the briefing. It's John Givens. I'm joined by Andy Heaton and by Josh Sexton to talk a little bit about things going on in the football world. We'll talk about the Euros, of course. Liverpool is a little bit quiet, unless I missed anything. Everyone just cracking on, hopefully. But the Euros is in full throttle. And England went through, Josh. They still weren't happy. Gareth Southgate has said that he's never known, you know, a team to go through and to be bottled. but that's the reality of the situation, isn't it?
It's absolutely wild, isn't it? Like, it feels like once again, England have managed to like fail upwards. And like, looking at the picture of that group last night, I seen a tweet actually from someone. I can't remember who it was, so I can't give the credit, unfortunately. But basically, if Serbia had scored one more goal, the whole group would have finished on 3 points because they'd have all drawn with each other, which would have just been spectacular, to be honest. Like, if we could have got that. But no, England come out on top of the group, of course. And it just was another dour display. Like, I think we've always had this thing, and like, especially, you know, people who aren't England fans to people who are bigger England fans, about, you know, levels of expectation and stuff. Like, I don't think we should make any bones about this. Like, that is a terrible group performance on the whole from England. And listen, you know, they get the results to get them through, but the performances should be a worry if you are an England fan going into the knockout stages, because there's far stronger teams than what they've played there. And obviously, that, you know, those teams will be more expansive, so it's whether England can play a bit better against that sort of system. But I mean, when you look at it so far, like the individual performances in particular, it's hard to sort of see how England can think they are one of the favourites for this tournament, as they were, you know, one of the bookies favourites going into it.
Yeah, I mean, they've ended up with possibly a slightly favourable draw. That's all the chat. Andy, you know, we don't know quite who they've got in the second round. Apparently someone's worked out percentages and it's over 50%. Likely to be Holland of the four teams, which I don't necessarily understand, but it looks like it's going to be England beating the Netherlands, which will be, you know, a sort of a toughish game. They've obviously got some good players, not least the Liverpool ones, but you know, they've ended up with a draw that means they can sort of progress, you know, potentially all the way to a final. But then, you know, they don't look like capable of beating much at the moment, to be honest with you, with the way they're playing.
No, well, I'm just off the Sports Direct after this now. You've said that to get me Gakpo shirt. listen, my expectations of, I mean, Josh referenced that my expectations of England aren't great, and even disappointed me. It was awful, tepid, crap, whatever you want to call it.